All right, well, I don't know how we do this, but this is how I think it went. Do you remember?
You said stuff.
And then I said stuff.
And I'm pretty sure I said stuff.
Something about the fibs. Try something about the fibs.
Flannel, fibs, bada bing, bada boom, money.
The fibs are back, and it's been a long time. You can find us on Facebook.com.
How long, exactly?
G-A-F-I-B-S, the fibs. 2+ years-ish.
Gosh, we've grown up so much.
Yeah,
since then.
We were coming back by unpopular demand to the masses.
Yeah, no one wanted us back. We did a survey and everyone said no, and here we are.
And then we based that off our return. And they're like, well, fuck you guys.
Yeah, screw you. Yeah, you just
cussed. Oh, man. I haven't even cussed yet.
Oh,
that's my job.
So, I'm Alan. We've got Dale.
That's me. My favorite wood is redwood.
We got Jeffrey.
My most hated wood is Hollywood.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
And our typical producer, Brad. B-Rad, who likes flannel.
Yeah.
He wears flannel.
But he's not wearing flannel.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could see this travesty.
I have a blanket over there that is flannel in color. We can drape over your shoulders.
He is wearing a solid, what would you call that, gunmetal gray?
Dickie's work shirt.
Yeah. Dickie's work
shirt. It's supposed to be a flannel style, but it doesn't.
Dale kind of has the European trucker pimp suit going.
Yes. I found a new pair of sweatpants. They got
no pockets. You can keep your tater tots in there.
keep your tater tots in their pockets?
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with it, man.
And your Crocs?
Yeah, I got my Crocs. These are special podcast shoes.
Oh, they're podcast at the podcast store.
Yes.
I thought it'd be nice if maybe we could share what we've done.
Yeah, that's nice. I like them.
What have you done in the last couple years, Jeff?
I made a baby.
That was terrible.
Nah, it was a good idea, actually. Probably a good thing. I made a baby.
Yeah. It's the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Best thing that's ever come out of me.
Make two more.
Mm-mm. That's your job. You keep making babies. I know what causes it, and we don't do that anymore. We figured out the source, so we stopped doing that altogether.
What does make babies?
Beer?
I looked wedding it up receptions? On the internet once, so I got lost.
I think it's wedding receptions. Pretty sure it's wedding receptions.
Really?
Make babies, yes.
Get really nice and drunk, and then all downhill from there.
Yeah, well, we just hit the
head. It's a slippery slope, you might say.
Ooh.
How about you, Dale?
Well, obviously, I got some new Crocs.
They're 2 years nice. In the making, huh?
Yeah.
I do remember the last time we made a show, he's like, I'm thinking about getting some Crocs, and he finally did it. That's good.
Well,
yeah,
I always say when I walk into a club, I'm like, what's
no,
up,
no, that's not what you always say, Dale.
Oh, wait, what do I always say?
No, in your yearbook, remember what it says?
3.3 yards per carry is all it takes.
That's what Dale knows. One day, we're sitting there one day, he's like I always say, like this is his lifelong mantra, 3.3 yards a carry.
That's what I'm known for saying.
If you look up Dale, that's it. Everyone's like, oh yeah, the 3.3 yards per carry guy. Yeah, we know that guy.
That's my quote from me.
So what I've been doing, and I made
oh, yes,
baby.
What have you been doing?
we brought that up.
No, what have you been doing?
Oh, right. I made another baby.
Yeah, you haven't figured out the cause.
Yeah, I know what his cause is.
The damn mailman keeps coming to my house. And
his sperm's from south of the border, that's why.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All it does is, it's very potent. It's very concentrated.
Well, keep it away from me, then.
It might give you a butt baby.
I don't want that.
B-Ran?
Just the same, working.
But no flannel. You've ventured off of the flannel course.
I don't know, though. That's
what's kinda, the solid colors?
I'm not okay with this. I haven't seen you in 2 years. And I'm even more un-okay with your choice of wardrobe. The blue jeans are the same.
Yeah, I'm the only one
you're not on a couch.
Wearing pants.
Go sit on the couch.
Go sit by the cat.
Why
am I the only one not wearing pants?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing fucking sweatpants.
There's number two.
Well, at least I'm doing my job.
And I'll cover that up. Just take that burp and cover up the F-bombs. That's my sample. It's yours. You can have it. Free of charge.
So we're back, and we're changing the format a little bit because we're older and slower. We don't have as much to talk about.
So old.
So tired.
So tired all the time.
So I think we're going to play a little music this time around. Jeff's going to lead in with our first song. What do you got there?
We're going to what? We're just going to do music right now? Okay. Yeah, we're going to do music. And apparently, I think what the plan was here was what I was grilled on for the whole pre-production here was, we need structure! So, we're going to play a video. Is that what we're still going
to
do?
Yeah, if you want.
We're going to play a video. I'm going to pick a song. We're going to play a video. We're going to discuss the video as we watch it. And then if people really want to see the freaking video, they can look it up on the internets. If they still have... They still got the internet? Can we say internet?
No.
No, Ultranet, it's called now.
Oh, Al Gore has stepped up his game. Well done, Al Gore.
It's the Ultranet, the internet.
Well, here's the first one.
What am I pulling up now?
I don't know, your penis.
No, that's excellent. No.
We'll have to get really close to it.
Well, can we just plug it in here? We're going to plug it in there.
Well, how are we going to watch it?
It's coming out of there.
Okay, very good. All right, don't yell at me. I'm new.
Right.
We're going to look up something by Focus, the band Focus. The song is called Hocus Pocus by Focus. It rhymes, so it's kind of neat, I thought.
Yeah,
and I want your thoughts on this, because I feel that this was made in the 70s at least, because the guy looks really wrecked.
Hocus
and
Pocus.
I think this is an inspiration for a song, and once you hear this song and this voice, I want you to tell me what it reminds you of. Yeah, right there.
Well, that one's in Japanese. But
that's okay. That's why we watched... We never did watch it before.
Let me turn this thing. This is the first time we're seeing this. I've never seen this video before in my life.
He signed a waiver telling me he didn't. Because we're on to waivers now. We're old.
We'll see how good the quality comes
out. I hope it's terrible.
And it's 4:30.
Because if it's nice, I'm leaving.
It looks like a live set.
I will leave if it's nice.
It is live. That's the one Jeff wants.
That's the one we watched when we never watched it.
They have an 8-minute one. Yeah, that's... Okay, this is the one. Hocus Pocus.
Focus.
Yes.
All right.
Let's do this. I'm feeling it.
Try full
screen. Oh, great. He got an ad.
An ad?
You waited a couple seconds.
Oh, Outback Steakhouse. Delicious.
Hey, I turned the volume off.
Natural ribeye. $14.99.
We're too
busy. Why aren't we there?
Because we don't have $14.99.
Combined, you're right. All four of us together.
All
right. Is that Oprah?
Fighting groups going. Welcome.
Full screen.
Hold on a second.
Listen to this gem.
Everybody see?
Look at that guy on the keyboard.
Yeah, look, see? Tell you, look at that guy. Look at him. He is high on life.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
LSD is jealous.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Angus. Angus Young?
No. Okay. But the guy looks like he's in the Bee Gees. We don't have to get far into this to hear it.
VRAM, what does that say? I thought you could read binary code.
It's Japanese. Here we go. This is what dreams are made of coming up here. Not bad, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that just happened. What does that remind you of? Really? So I'm gonna... No. No. Because, fine, now I have to change my second song to link this song because no one knows what I'm talking about.
It looks like... I don't know. What are you aiming for?
I will show you.
What? Is there something wrong with the computer? There's no way this guy can be singing this fast.
He's like an auctioneer for elves. I think he keeps stepping on his junk, is what happens.
Somebody's got a double bass pedal.
Yeah,
and they're
his
just
junk is getting hit by it. Yeah. I tell you, this is
okay to watch.
I don't know, it's in Japanese, so no one's moving in the crowd. I'm pretty sure they're like, what happened?
Well, it's because it's in... This thing's got film of a toaster.
Now, the drummer's pretty talented, I'll give him that. But this guy...
Come on,
this
guy's talented. You yodel like that?
Only Jewel can yodel like that. And Weird Al, probably.
That's Weird Al.
It might as well be. It's a blonde Weird Al. Alright, well, that's all I had. You guys didn't get it right. So...
What was this? You ruined it?
I don't know. I don't know how I could ruin this. How could I ruin this?
It's Terry Bradshaw. Is that what you were going for? I don't know.
Sure, Terry Bradshaw. Alright, on to the next one, I guess. We can stop this train wreck.
Nope, we gotta listen to
the whole thing. We're gonna subject our viewers to this. Not only do they have to listen to us, they're gonna listen to... Okay.
You know, I think it's talent.
How long is this?
4:36.
Are you... Now he's got a flute!
Whoa.
Is he Jethro Tull?
There's something about a man that plays a flute that finds sexy.
That's high on LSD. at the very least, he's on LSD. At the very least.
Have you ever heard of the band now?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of the band in high school?
Yeah.
What'd you
play?
Trumpet.
Yeah, I bet you did. Hicks rhymes with
dicks.
Sporting goods.
What?
He is a multimedia freak. Think if he had the internet back then.
Sounds like circus music.
Sounds like we're in a ball game. He's got like two teeth.
I can't whistle that high.
All I gotta say is you guys need to watch this video.
Yeah, we'll have to put the link up there for you to see this video, because
hocus pocus pocus.
Yeah.
I'll scare the cat away. Yeah, pussy, go.
Yes, Dale, scare the kitties away.
Jar is really good.
It has to be. Alright, well that's pretty decent. Pretty decent.
They're
Apollo. Oh, they're happy. They're Chinese. They have no choice.
That was back in the day when they used
the Supreme Leader said stand. Is that Korea? I don't know a lot of things.
So that was Hocus Pocus Focus, right?
Yeah, that's pretty darn
focus.
Good.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus by the Focus, right?
Yeah. That was their band. Name.
Well,
I like that one. That was cool.
That did not remind you of anybody.
Who are we supposed to be thinking of?
This person, a friend of mine.
All right,
come on, no, don't tell us what it is.
Well, I want you to hear.
How are we supposed to guess it?
I'm supposed to type
that
it.
That could
in.
Be your next song.
Fine, that'd be my next song.
Hey, you can type it in. I will type it in.
If
you're up next.
For those of you that are still here listening, all two of you. And Dale was in it.
Whoa,
I guess one.
I quit listening.
So I've listened. And
I quit listening 5 minutes ago.
B-Rad had to listen to enough times editing out the cuss words, he never listens to it again.
B-Rad's heading out the door. I'm standing in the road now. I finally drove him to it.
What'd you say, Brett Favre?
Brett Favre. Anyway, so that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Amusing.
Yeah, his facial expressions were the best.
How many people can whistle that high? That high of a pitch? There's not many people.
Who needs to?
Nobody else I know can whistle like that. I can barely whistle. Hold on, I'll give you my best whistle.
Remember those things with the hats and the bellies? They whistled a lot. Those were pretty good.
Yeah, and they used to do it in
the whistle when they jump around
the
stage.
They did the parade and they'd come out of the hat. Look.
Those men with bellies with lipstick on their belly buttons and they'd have hats on top and they.
This is not ringing a bell for you.
Nah.
Oh, great. To the internet. How did people do podcasts before the internet?
Well, the internet would have been. So it spawned podcasts, so. Otherwise, it was just radio.
Sounds terribly boring.
Well, let's
yeah, they aren't there at all.
Right there, whistling bellies.
Is that what those is?
I don't know. Well, we can just pull
bridge
that
over river cry.
I don't know. At least then he knows what the hell we're talking about. Because that's kind of horse. Oh, great, more ads.
Everything is ad driven. If only we could get a sponsor.
Well, this just in, the Fibs still not sponsored by anybody besides Bum Rum.
Bum Rum
made in a bucket.
Bum Rum
in Dale's garage. Creepy. That's weirder than I remember it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
So it's just basically men with faces painted on their nipples and ears hanging from their armpits, and they breathe out to whistle. It's a male version of belly dancing.
Yeah, that's it's terrifying.
Well, B-Rad, we found your new profession. You're going to become a professional belly whistler.
Yes. That's how we'll raise funds. We'll make tens of dollars.
We can put them on the corner and just have them whistle all damn day long. Problem is, you'll have a six-pack by the end of the week.
Can't have that. We'll have to feed you copious amounts of junk food in the middle of it all.
We got like a Slurpee machine hooked up to his mouth. Just pumping in pure sugar. Gotta keep the pounds on.
Oh, this Corona's delicious.
And it is.
It's extra.
Yeah, it's extra delicious.
You paid more for this, didn't you?
I paid extra.
Well, thank you, Alan. That was very nice of you to bring us beer.
You know, speaking of Slurpees.
So strong.
Because I'm very one-sided on this subject. You guys can vote as well.
I will vote.
I'm a Slurpee fan. If you give me a slushy, I'm going to throw it in the garbage.
What's the freaking difference?
Huge difference.
What?
One. What are you pointing at?
black thing walking the hall.
One is the Slurpee is more of a corn syrup base and is super thick and tastes delicious. And a slushy is...
High fructose corn syrup? Because people hate that,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, the highest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the other one is just melted ice-flavored water.
Okay.
So, which one do you prefer?
Ice-flavored?
It has no flavor to it.
I think you're being biased.
Well, what do you choose?
I think 7-Eleven's got to you.
I do have a shirt that says, I heart 7-Eleven.
A little biased.
And you ain't got no choice between the two?
I was distracted this whole time.
What?
There's a thing in the hallway?
There's a thing in the hallway.
I didn't see it. I heard it was jingling. I just looked around and there was nothing there. I'm like, okay, Alan, keep looking at the hallway.
So nobody has anything to weigh in about Slurpees?
No, because every time I go to 7-Eleven, they're like, here.
They have Slurpees.
No, they have a bunch of crap you don't want, and then you buy what you want, and they're like, hi, here's a bunch of free crap, but it's not free because we're going to charge you an extra dollar for
Since
it.
Since when do they give free
all
crap?
All the time!
You don't go to 7-Eleven. You go there and buy a snack. Would you like a donut? They're only a dollar. Would you like a hot dog? Would you like a fried butt?
Yeah, it's like I walked in, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wanted a donut, but I completely forgot to buy a donut until
what
I got to the register.
Communist
Thank you for
shopping.
All of them. Thank you for saving my life, man, because yes, I need 15 donuts for $2.99. Thank you so much. Oh, that water you bought. They're 5 for $7. I'm like, huh? How does that even work? But here I'm buying 5 for $7.
How come I've never been offered to buy anything at 7-Eleven?
Probably don't like you.
Probably
they probably know you're just there for the Slurpees and they're making enough money on that. And you're wearing your I Heart 7-Eleven. They don't have to win you over.
Slurpee versus a what?
Slushy.
Where
icy.
Do you get slushes at?
An icy. Remember the icy with the polar bear on it? The red, white,
bad, bad side of town? I don't know.
That's a icy.
I say Slurpee.
See?
Sure, freaking Slurpee. Why not? If it'll move this along,
it doesn't
Slurpee.
Have to go anywhere. Anyone can argue. B-Rad,
Slurpee.
You get to pick one.
I don't know. I remember the slush puppy where
yeah.
they'd pump the stuff in.
Yep.
And if they did it, it sucked. And if you did it, you could like put 15 squirts in there and then it was good.
So he's all about the corn syrup as well.
Well, I think we've really tackled an important issue there.
Well, so I'm glad that's out of the way. That's not dated, damn it, I tell
you. We can move on to the next song. Dale, you want to introduce us to your artist?
I'm picking mine already?
Yeah, this is happening. Unless that whistling travesty was your thing.
Nope. That was not my song. I picked an easy one that everyone knows.
Is it Baby Got Back? Because if it's Baby Got Back, I swear.
No, it's not Baby Got Back. I picked
Baby Got From
the song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
that's at least short.
Is it a bad thing?
Ways to eat up 8 minutes. Hopefully next we'll play Freebird, followed by Inagata DeVita. Yeah, Paradise by the Dashboard Trunks sign.
You guys, I don't know. It's like one of those songs I've
heard. Hey, there's no ad on this one.
No, wait, isn't it?
No,
shit,
we went.
Sorry. That's why I put the thing on mute. I put it on mute so we can talk about why the ad played.
I see shadows upstairs.
But this is by supposedly a gay guy, which doesn't bother me that he's gay as long as the song sounds good to me.
You can play her.
I'm going to, but I thought
that was your setup.
2 seconds.
Oh.
I'm sure somewhere Freddie Mercury's like, thanks, Dale, that was nice.
He's sitting there with his boots kicked up on his desk. He's like, it's about time someone stood up for my gay rights.
He's pretty dead, though.
Maids will get you.
Well, you know. Wait, he's not dead, is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's
been
dead
for a little while.
All right. They got lots of big hair in this video already, which is a good sign.
How many were in Queen? I thought there was 4 in Queen. I only see 3 permed wigs. Oh. He was hidden. Could you imagine hearing this for the first time? Like, new song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, what the hell is that? And then you hear this, and you're like, my life will never be the same.
I think it's an excellent song.
It's very theatrical, which explains a lot, but
I don't know. What's that supposed to mean? I never seen this in Mexico once. Sitting next to that guy that I thought he was into you.
Into me?
Yeah.
How flattering.
Whenever he was like, I'm gonna call your room and you're gonna go play volleyball.
Well, I'll say that this guy playing the piano is not nearly as high as the other guy watched.
Looks like a Vulcan. Kind of looks like Zoolander.
Yeah, a little bit. Those are very well manscaped.
There's Brian May. He's amazing.
So which is the one guy that's dead?
Freddie Mercury.
all of them. Freddie Mercury died.
Is that Freddie Mercury?
I would guess, yes. That's not his real name. I forget his real name, but extra bonus points to who knows that.
No one knows it?
I can't remember offhand, but I know Freddie Mercury isn't his real name. On those internet things, where like you read an article and at the bottom they got like 20 stars that died of AIDS. And I'm like, huh. So I clicked on that and he was in there. Lots of people were in there. I didn't realize that, what the heck is a famous...
Brian May.
That's Brian May singing? No.
Is that his name?
Brian May is in Queen. That's the guitar player.
Wow, here's the words.
What? No, 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 no. Det zum Engingla. Which is German. But, I had a thought going and it freaking collapsed.
Was it Bob Queen? Oh, let me scroll back up to the video.
Sorry. I just wonder if it's too loud. Can our listeners hear our genuinely awesome comments?
I think
we are. You think they can hear us? I mean, normally I'm all for louder music.
That's the first time I've ever heard Jeff say turn it down.
I told you I'm old.
God damn. Last night you made me turn it up like 300 times.
Because I'm deaf.
I'm like, turn it up. Turn it up. Like, you're going to wake up the baby.
I'm deaf.
not as good as guitar players.
Why don't we dress in white pants, latex, leotard pantsuits? I think it would do a lot for our image.
Oh, now it turns in from gay to rock and roll.
Little silhouette of a man. Ninja Turtle. Yeah, he did. Dango. What's the Fandango? I thought that was a thing you call in for movies.
Galileo.
How high do you have to be to make these songs? Whoa! 70s effect.
Cool. Why are their faces so shrunken?
It's like a campfire forest.
Yeah, look, it looks like Skeletor.
Will you buy me sandwiches?
No.
How many are in Queen? Right there, there's 15 of them. Is that how a fly sees Queen? Okay. Kaleidoscope. Oh, they're going away.
There it is.
Oh my god.
Wow. I wonder if they actually put a video camera in a kaleidoscope for that one.
I wonder if they just did a lot of drugs and just started the video camera.
Alright, I'm fine. I'm looking for this.
Yes, they turned on the fog machine.
Well, how else are you going to know they're rocking out?
Thank you, can not be expanded in my eye. What a 90-day difference in the song. Thank you, can not be
Huh? Freaking right. Everyone's got a little Queen in them.
At least you want a little Queen in you.
Just a little. I had a big one, it hurt. Little one I might be able to shame off.
Everybody likes a little Queen.
That's a microphone. You don't play a microphone. He's playing the microphone. What's he think he is? He was strutting around. Bringing it home, the landing. See, they just took us up to 16,000 feet, now we're bringing it back down. I'm gonna land soon. We got a flamboyant turbulence.
Slow down.
This always makes me cry, this part.
Why? Because the song's over?
Yes. I hate when beauty ends.
He's pretty.
Pretty pessimistic. Nothing really matters. Is that what Metallica's like? Nothing else matters when we watch this.
Yeah,
I'm jealous
of Metallica.
What? What did you say about Metallica?
We're in for a nice soft landing.
I know you love Menudo and all.
I do. I have to.
I know. Half of you loves Menudo.
Wow, what a way to finish with the gong. At the gong store.
Yes, thank you. I left that one to Dale. I knew where that one was going. I just let him take it home.
Well, that was the easy Queen. Oh, he rats.
I am gassy.
That's a nice one.
That was
well.
How does that song make you feel?
Calm. I don't like it. I thought we were going to go somewhere with this episode, but I'm calling now.
Well, you could always step it up a notch.
And I think it's Alan's turn.
Well, you can step it up. I'm still thinking about Terry Bradshaw, and I want to know what's going on.
All right, well, let's tie in what I talked about last time. I'll just write it down there. I don't want to ruin it for everybody. What Bill Turner known? What the heck is that?
I started typing it. It opened best Super Bowl commercials.
Well, there's no such thing.
Yeah, you type in B-E, and it's like...
B-T.
No, spell the word.
I'm pressing the E button.
See that?
I'll type slower. Maybe it'll work.
There it is. Second one down.
I just like to note that we're drinking the Frank Corona extras that I brought in.
This show is sponsored by beer.
Sponsored by Corona.
All right. Yeah, go to the top one. That's it.
It'll get you drunk.
All right. Here's what that first song reminded me of. And there was a point to this, and now we're gonna hammer that home.
We're just going right into the next one?
In action.
In action? What happens if there's an ad in there?
I'm sure there will be for something stupid like Kroger or something.
Yep, there's an ad.
There it is.
Is it Kroger?
The Lazarus Effect by that guy.
It's got a dead dog in it.
Or dog. So, it's Miley and Me? Or what's that one called? Marley and Me? Miley Cyrus and Me?
Miley Cyrus and Me, yes, it's exactly.
Everything is dead people waking up with sheets on them. It's pretty much what every movie is.
I've never seen a movie where if anyone ever wake up with a sheet on him.
Well, you just look.
I missed it. Should I start the ad over?
She's got power.
Can we reverse ads?
No.
I've got power.
All right, here's what the song reminded me of.
So Hocus Pocus reminded you.
There's a part in this song.
This is the awesome recording studio where we're going to record our album.
It's a studio. It says it on the door. It's official studio.
This is one of those lame karaoke things.
Okay, you want to bail? Go ahead. You want to walk away from your dreams?
I'm in this. I'm with it. I'm feeling it.
Like a tenacious is that Jet Black?
It's better. You know what? It's good. If we play enough stuff that talks, we don't have to, and our listeners will be happy. Now, fast forward that a little bit. I don't know.
Tenacious D.
How far do I have to fast forward?
No, they keep talking for a while. There you go. Perfect. Nice job.
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
See if you can guess what the best song is, too, that they're ripping off.
Something about... Terry Bradshaw?
Yes.
Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here.
Is that really his brother?
No.
Was
I think Kyle is from the Pixies. I think it's Frank something or other from the Pixies. If I'm not mistaken. I'm sure all of our listeners that know the Pixies will fix us. Whoa, a shiny demon.
This is Horse of No Name.
And he said,
Blay!
That's the ugliest devil I've ever seen.
Well, how many hot devils do you know? He's gruesome.
One.
Well, me and Kyle.
What's the name of that movie?
We looked at each other.
Was it Bedazzled?
Elizabeth Hurley?
What's the name of it? Elizabeth Hurley.
I know that's who you're talking about.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
I thought it was Bedazzled.
Just so happened to be.
That was
Bedazzled. In the world.
Which apparently is a remake.
Can we teach you my it's easy to see you one and one make two and two make three in a destiny.
So what's the song you're about?
It's coming.
So that's what you do with a green screen?
Usually.
Why is he angry?
Needless to say.
The beast was stunned. Fruit that in his proper tail. And the beast was done.
Snorts.
See you, angels, and we said nay. We are but men.
Rock!
Whoa, look at the power behind him.
That's
we need
what
that.
When I had a button my shirt, too.
We need that.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Here it comes, I think. I can't remember. They're not doing it? This is gonna pull a hole in my plan. Yes, it's all coming together now. Full circle. Yep, and I rest my case.
So he's Jack Black?
No, but I think what I remember being a lot longer part was influenced by Hocus Pocus. That's my theory.
Oh. That's where he got his awesomeness for. Damn, why is he reaping that old baby?
I challenge Jack Black to hear this and tell us if that's true or not.
Yes, Jack Black, is that true?
Were you influenced by Hocus Pocus Focus and the absurd yodeling that went on there? Now, what do you think the greatest song in the world is that they're referencing here as well? It's a two-part question. What song do you hear underlying in there? Stairway to Heaven, maybe? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear that? There's, like, Stairway to Heaven Zeppelin riffs in the back there. This lady's evil. Just a hint. Told you. She's got red eyes. And she's laughing.
Why they even put that in the video?
Were you turned on by that, B-Red, just a little?
Why they put that in the video?
I don't know. Why does anyone, do anything?
With red eyes, at least all the rest of the videos I've seen so far, at least makes sense on that level.
Well,
that was excellent. That was a great segue into what you're doing. You're very intelligent. You are intellectual, sir.
Always prided myself on being a professional. And that's just an example of that. So,
Just on the show.
Yeah, I dropped the mic if it wasn't attached to that thing over there. You dropped the mic for me later?
Never.
Bitches.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't have a video.
Why?
Because there's no video to it.
You had one job.
I challenge that fact.
There's no video.
Well, what is it? The internet's... You can type in
A. I'm telling you, there's no video.
Okay. What's the song? Give it to Dale, he'll type it in.
So my stepdad's a cop.
My stepdad's a cop?
Wow.
NoFX.
Ah, NoFX. I know some of their songs, Once Upon a Time.
There's no video. There's a bunch of like pictures you can listen to the music.
Right? That's all we need. Who's it by?
NoFX.
NoFX. Gotcha. Right here.
Yep.
Look, there's a crappy cartoon video of it.
Let's do this.
Let's do that then.
2012. So what's this song about?
Yeah, frame this for us, please.
Well, it's a story of a young man who's torn between two families.
Ooh,
deep. In which his stepdad is in one profession, a police officer, and his stepmother is in another.
So family matters.
Yeah, family matters.
Kind of. Urkel.
Wait.
The story of Urkel.
Kind
of. Okay, I got it.
You know, you never really heard the backstory of Urkel.
No, you didn't.
Had parents?
Yeah, you never heard the backstory.
No, you never saw his parents.
This is about Urkel.
Urkel just existed one day.
This is basically the story of Steve Urkel.
Stefan is actually his alter ego.
Jaleel White, for those that like that.
You got your pen back, you feel better than
I clicky click stuff. That's what I do when I'm nervous. I get nervous.
Stop clicking.
I get nervous.
Is it an actual video? No, it's not a video. That's an album cover.
Well, is it going to make music?
It'll make music
if I press play.
Oh.
So this is about.
How long is it? It's not very long, is it?
2 minutes, 12 seconds.
Yes.
And so this is what? NoFX.
NoFX.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Spelled NoFX.
Yes.
My stepdad is a cop. Yeah.
Punkish.
All right. Well, here we go with this song. We'll see what this sounds like.
Okay.
So this is a new one?
2012. And you don't like Offspring?
What's this step on?
A down, dominatrix.
Oh.
Look at the pictures.
There's only one picture.
Well, what does she look like? A nurse?
She looks like a professional golfer. She's holding
she
a
does
golf
have
club.
A golf club, you're right. Ah, it's pretty long. It looks like a golf club.
Yep. That's a nine iron. You can't lie to me.
What I don't understand is that the kid is a girl, yet clearly the singer is a boy.
Right. Maybe it's Queen at a young age.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to this exactly. Okay. Is it you? Is it you?
No.
Oh.
Is that a, like, England in the background?
Yes.
Orange and banana in the background.
Sure enough.
And that's the smallest couch in the world.
I know, that couch is not drawn to scale. Very small house.
The ceilings are super high, though.
I like that they lovingly drew a donut into the cop's hands. That's offensive. I'm offended.
It's not a donut. It's a bagel. He's a Jew.
Oh.
Boy, well, he is a Jew. The guy is a Jew, isn't he? I'm pretty sure Fat Mike's a Jew.
So that's no FX, right?
Yeah.
Fat Mike, huh?
That was definitely
album
different.
It's called White Trash, Two Heaps, and a Bean.
Okay.
White Trash, Two Heaps, and a Bean.
Well, that's something. That is something, I must say.
So this is the music you listen to as you're driving to and from work.
I listen to all sorts of music as I'm driving to.
I think it's good that we're giving them something to actually listen to, other than us. So at least they're going to get something out of this episode.
Yeah, that was no effects. My stepdad's a cop.
That was definitely...
So now someone else has to play a song, right? I think, right? Your turn, B-Red? Yeah, I see you're twiddling nervously over there.
I really have one.
You should find
click
one.
Click the I'm an alcoholic one if you're gonna.
You're gonna do a.
We've already done that one.
A second one,
probably.
I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. We've done that one.
Yeah, that was the end of an episode. But I guess we can do it. It's Brad's choice.
Be ready.
But it's the same band. Get outside the couch. Come
we'll
on.
We'll give you time to think here.
I don't have one. That's.
Well, think of the stuff you listen to.
Look up. I don't have one. Maybe that's out there. Somewhere.
I'm gonna.
Maybe
Google.
He's that sly dog.
Let's see what
he's cryptic. This B-Rad's very.
Let's
cryptic.
Pull your phone up and look through your playlist.
I don't have any songs on my
Asian.
Phone.
What?
What the hell?
Just put. I don't have one and see what comes up. Let's get wild here. Let's let our hair down a little bit. I don't have one.
I got a date
on the internet. What could come up? What could happen? There it is.
What are you saying something about? I don't have it.
And that's...
Well, there you go. This is B-Rad's song. He picked it out.
All right, Brad, let's do this.
As soon as the ad is over.
Oh, another ad. Are we supposed to pay for YouTube or something?
Yeah, you can just click the skip it.
In 1 second.
Skip it?
So anyway,
get rid of that crap.
This is the song that B-Rad picked.
This song makes his nipples lactate.
Wow, this is super funny.
Oh, this is cute.
Wow, B-Red.
Just a little bit funny. Wow, Brad, thanks.
I like this song.
Is this before Elton John knew what he was?
Is that Elton John?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Let me turn it a little bit more for you, buddy.
What's the name of the song? I don't know.
It's called Your Song.
Your Song.
Oh.
I Googled
it. He's actually singing it to Brad.
God, you know what? He looks pretty damn straight right there.
He looks like John Denver.
I'm pretty sure that he might be a little threatened.
Hey, did you know that when John Denver died, he actually didn't die, he faked it, he just became Elton John.
Oh.
It's his alter ego, just like Chris Gaines and Garth Brooks.
Crazy. I did not, the history books have lied to me yet again.
I'm glad I finally saw
you know what's sad about
that
this? Even afterwards, even when he was a, he liked dudes, I bet he still got more girls than any of us.
I'm sure.
What's he wearing, pajamas?
That's what it looks like. He's wearing a onesie.
Is that Seven Dwarfs on it?
It's
like
dinosaurs.
Looks like he's wearing a onesie.
And you can tell
everybody.
This is your version. Rock it up.
Yeah. This is your song. Did you get all that? That was good.
I like how B-Ray went a different route. This was...
He went full on gay.
Yeah.
I would have thought he'd have played Aqua. Or like Barbie Girl, but no.
That's more my style.
That's what he's always listening to. He pulls up in the driveway like we don't hear him, but I hear Barbara or Barbie Girl blaring. Yeah, that too. What?
You want to see the first song in my alphabetical order, my playlist?
Yes.
All right.
That was a beleaguered yes. Oh, way to go, Brad! Way to make the show all about you. Thanks.
Hey, you
bring him. Oh, I'm so important. It's Elton John.
Hey. Hey, did you play my song?
I get a bell ring every time someone plays a song of mine.
Let's hope it's not like a bad call or something serious.
He's like,
he's probably yelling at him. He's like, "You interrupted me for my Elton John song." I will rain flannel on you. Flannel punches. Huh?
Mute your damn phone.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Mr. Reporter Producer. Are we interrupting your day? I'm kind of surprised we played the whole song. I'm surprised we didn't just do snippets. That seems
it's
like
part of it.
Okay.
Right now, I think you're probably wishing it was just snippets.
Yeah, what are we at? Like the 100? Are we at the 100-hour mark?
Oh, bullshit. This song's almost over. You can't carry it.
Song's like 10 hours long.
Yeah.
No, it's
Elton John, man. Have some fucking respect.
You picked this song.
Everybody.
Marie.
I hope you don't mind. My sunglasses are on.
Man, what? Did he have like some glaucoma or something? He was always wearing shades.
Nah, it's his thing. It's hot. Like you always wear Crocs and European trucker pimp suits. He wears sunglasses.
I don't always wear Crocs.
I think it's something that just he doesn't want to look at himself. It helps shield himself from himself.
Was he embarrassed by his own looks or something that he had to cover his own?
I don't know. He's wearing a dinosaur onesie. how normal is that usually? I like my Coronas without lime.
From your wedding?
Yep.
One of the best wedding receptions where the bride got beer spilled all over. Remember that, Jeff? Remember that day?
I bet I don't.
Yeah. Probably.
So that's Elton John's your song because B-Ray.
I plead a fifth of
the
something.
Song.
I plead a fifth of Captain Morgan on that one.
There was no Captain Morgan involved at all in that.
Yes, we could go on and on about the antics of my terrible drunken days, but I'd rather not.
Those are in the past.
Those are in the past. No, we should
document it with camera and audio.
I like being married, and I like not having hangovers. I enjoy that.
The only way we can remake that is if Brad puts a wedding dress on.
You know what? it's like asking like Joe Montana to come back and win more Super Bowls. He did a good job. He did his thing. He's done. It's over. He's retired. Just enjoy what it was.
Joe Montana would come back and play for like the first 6-7 minutes of the game, but like, fuck this.
And well, the problem is, I would go back and I would try to, and I would be in a coma. Because I couldn't possibly drink that much again.
That would be the way that Jeff dies.
I would super die.
You couldn't drink like you used to?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I know my drinking ability is definitely slowing down.
They've diminished. I don't think I could drink nearly as hardcore as I used to go to.
I don't hate life as much as I used to. I think that's what it
you
really
have
comes
to hate
to.
What? Kids?
It is a mindset.
Ladies and gentlemen and children, if you're listening, you shouldn't be. But if you are, your parents suck.
Here's a message.
Here's a message. If
they would never listen.
Message!
But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
The true... The way to really, really get drunk, really get down with life, and get turned up, as
turnt.
The kids call it, turnt
turnt,
up.
Nice.
You gotta hate life. You gotta have a genuine disdain for life as it stands.
Yeah, you can't be happy with the way things
if you're
are going.
Happy,
you wake up and you look at yourself and say, I am not pleased with the way things are right now. I'm not happy with the current status of my life. And then you just look for beer.
Or any alcohol for that matter. Bum rum.
Bum rum is delicious and terrible at the same time.
It doesn't really matter. What I'm trying to say is you haven't really experienced a true drunken state unless you hate life.
Well,
yes. Were you happy with your life, Dale, when you were drunk all the time?
Yeah.
No.
I just like drinking because it makes my super extra smart brain dumb down to your fucking level.
Oh, otherwise I didn't understand you. That's right. Dale would speak in a series of clicks and whistles that I couldn't possibly comprehend.
Like a dolphin?
But upon recording and playing back in reverse came out as supreme superior logic. I'm sorry. All I heard were dolphin noises, thinking Dale was a nut job. When in fact he was telling me that E equals MC squared is wrong.
You know what I'm on? I just got a text.
Did you?
From who?
From Baby Jessica.
Oh
what?
Dear.
She has the internet down the well.
She's still in there, isn't she?
She's still in there.
You know, I feel like we should have let her out that day.
Yeah, well, we forgot. We were pretty drunk.
I mean, we finally make rope long.
Like, hey, I remember Dale's like, hey, I dropped my keys down there. She's like, I'll get them. And she went right back down there.
She went right back.
We got your keys, but we're like, we gotta go.
So she texts me, she's like,
here's your keys. I'm like, let's ditch this bitch.
She's surprised the show back on.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, send her a thumbs up. Emoticon. Because I think she deserves that at the very least. You know, that's what we do for our fans. Uh-oh. I feel like something multimedia is happening. Who's that guy?
I don't know. It's this drunken guy.
I like beer. Is this Tom T. Hall?
Betcha.
Is it?
Yep.
Bacon. Looks like the
beer.
Looks like the enemy coach from Mighty Ducks.
Hello.
Hello.
You gotta get him, Bombay. Go for the knees.
Goldberg.
The guy looks like he's hurting while he's saying
it. Likes beer. How is this country? Sounds like polka.
Ooh. That is so pretty and that beautiful.
He's hitting on that
girl. Well, for a 70-year-old guy hitting that 55-year-old guy.
When is this, 1982?
I do see him playing against the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, that's the that's
Tom
that guy.
Tom T. Hall. Tom T. Hall. I like beer.
TTH for short.
That guy's with the big cowboy head's nabbing along. He's like, I agree with everything this guy's saying about beer. Yes, sir.
Is that Jack Brickhouse in the background? And
he's a great American guy.
There's Virginia McCaskey bobbing her head. George Strait.
All sweet like beers there.
I love this tune.
It's me.
Is that Grolsch? What are they? What is that?
Stella Artelis.
No, that's Grolsch on tap. What?
I don't know.
In 1982, that was funny.
He's like, I like to tackle pickles. I think that's what he said.
Timber tackle? Never tackle. Why isn't he drinking a beer during this entire song? Look at that guy with the Elmer Fudd hat.
There you go, he's going for it.
All right, cheers.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought he was going to drink.
If he likes beer so much, why isn't he drinking it?
He doesn't really like beer.
We've drank more beer in this song than he has. Look at all these white people.
Look at all those mother truckers.
This will not up our street cred. Our street cred is hurting.
He's sitting, he's got a beer right next to him. He's sitting at a bar.
Alright.
I mean, the next step is...
You know, he's probably sitting the whole time and they're like, hey, Tom T. Hall's here. Want to play a song? He's like, sure.
That's probably what it was.
This is like Billy Bob's in Texas or something. Everyone's like, who's this guy?
They're like, Tom T. Hall's here? Gene Hackman is my queer.
What?
We like beer. See, he's got a beer. Let's see if he drinks it.
No, they don't show him drinking it.
Oh, wait, where is that place?
What the flippity cup is going on in that deal?
Anyway, so she's...
Wow.
Baby Jessica.
Yeah?
I was wondering if she'd be on the show again someday.
I think we could arrange that. I mean, we have to travel over to Texas again?
I don't know.
We have to find a well. Which well does she reside in now? Has she moved?
She's got a phone.
Oh.
We just call her.
Internets?
We can Skype her.
Hmm. I'm beginning to wonder if she just likes it in the well.
Hey, she keeps going back down there.
Mm. Well, if we're ever in the neighborhood, I don't want to say our initials. Baby Jessica comes out BJ, and that just sounds terrible. So, Baby J, if we're in your area, we will look you up, and we'll do a show. Why not? What else do we have to do? Why not? Why?
Oh, you forgot to tell them to follow us on Twitter.
Oh, follow us on Twitter.
We have never been on Twitter. I've looked the last 2 years, and I've never seen us on Twitter once.
We're there.
Where?
On Twitter.
I got a virus from Twitter the other day.
Was it our site?
Probably. It was like, I'm a great, rich, powerful guy.
Jedi?
Yeah. And I need your help transferring money. If you give me some place to transfer my money, I will donate you a whole bunch of money.
Well, the African kings, they never lie. I always give them my money, and they're good for it. I'll get it eventually.
The Nigerian princess?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nigerian princess.
Mine's always Kenyan.
My beer.
Oh, it makes us jolly good
Kenyan
fellows.
The princess was trying to get money from you?
Yeah, but I always give it to her. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it only makes sense.
Yeah. Gives it to
she wants like 15 grand. I'm like, I guess. I don't have it, so you might as well have it. Here's a check, Nigeria. Cash at 2000, never.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? I mean, pretty much...
You know... I feel like we've covered a lot. I feel like we've really contributed to the
Can we apologize to our fans?
Why? We didn't do anything wrong this time.
That we're so fucking terrible.
No, we're not, actually. I think this is probably one of our better ones.
Okay, so we apologize for being so awesome.
Yes.
And be missing for forever. That sounded like a you bunch think of anyone gas escaping really right there. We all care. Said yes at the same time. It's like...
Do you think anyone really cared? Do you think anyone woke up and feverishly checked the internet? Oh, there's no new podcasts.
I did for a while.
I guess I'll make it through the day.
I was like, I wonder if I did a podcast last night. And I check, and I'm like, no, I didn't.
Another Sunday gone, another week gone with no podcast. So, where are they?
We're the Fibs. We're going to try and come back again more frequently. We had a 2-year hiatus. We were actually regrouping.
We're in rehab, okay?
We were rehab.
Jeez, get it right. We were in freaking rehab for 2 years. We broke out in the laundry cart.
What?
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, that's how we got it. Shh, don't tell them. Why is all prison movies... They always escape out of the laundry.
We wouldn't have known how to get out otherwise.
I know, but I mean,
it's not like you can just say we're done, we're walking out the door, and just go back to regular life.
Kind of like how Tango and Cash escaped.
Oh, prison. I threw my belt over the high power line and slid down the line. Are we talking about the same movie?
I thought, I remember, well, I don't know, I wish you guys had told me that, because I went out like the Shawshank Redemption, you jerks. Yeah, jerks, I wish you'd have told me that.
We went out with a bunch of pillowcases. You went out there.
I'm crawling through a tube of crap.
Me and Dale are... ziplining from the power lines.
Yes.
After we got done fighting a giant guy.
Thanks, and me and B-Rad are down in Mexico moving rocks along a fence line trying to find whatever the heck it was. What were we looking for?
Money.
Lunchbox.
Flannel?
A lunchbox full figures. Of flannel.
So there is only sense. Three ways to escape from prison, we've determined.
What?
High power line, tension power line. All right. Throw your belt over it.
Okay.
Crawl out of some pipe.
Yeah, on that.
Includes shit or just water.
Or shitty water.
Both. Both are good.
There's escaping through the laundry service. And
what about the donkey pulling the freaking donkey pulling the bars out?
Donkey punch?
I feel like you didn't research this enough.
No. Well, okay. Well, there's this is escaping from prison. I guess there's always
the donkey hooks up to the reins and the donkey pulls the bars out and the person escapes.
Yes, and the wall falls down. Same with dynamite. Yes. That's another way to escape.
File in a cake.
Yeah. Well, the file and cake. Well, there's a file. You're still busting out the window.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some way of filing the rails down to get out the window is another way to escape from prison.
Finally.
Those are all the ones I know.
Or you can seduce the guard.
Yeah, I like seducing guards.
And I think that's about it for escaping out of prison.
Well, anyway, you can reach us.
I'll take the tube.
On facebook.com/duffibs, all one word. You could email us if you feel like it. I don't know why.
Have you gotten an email in a while?
Yeah, we checked out. Some girl that sent us a picture of her boobs.
Did we get that once?
Yeah, we got
it. I just don't remember like the password. Get that it was like your password, B-Rad's password. It was like weird.
I'll figure out the password there. I'll get back to you. The email address is duffibs.i.b.s@gmail.com.
He hasn't lost it. He's still got it.
He's still got it.
Twitter.
Such a pro.
It's, where are we on Twitter?
The Fibs Pod.
Are we trending?
Last time I checked.
Okay, good.
And,
about time. It's about time.
I'm going to play us out with a very nice ditty that likes to listen to every morning.
I hope it's Paperboy Diddy.
When he wakes up.
I hated that game on Game Boys.
In 2010,
oh, there's a Jesus Christ.
To change their life.
This nigga
not it. His fault.
Playing halfway in. Is this happy birthday?
Here's a little number I tossed up recently to get a bill.
Happy birthday.
Isn't it all nice to have a penis? Isn't it rightly good to have a dong?
What?
It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine.
I quit. This is why we haven't done this for 2 years. Creative differences.
What? Who wants to hear this?
Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your pussy, or your cock.
It's okay, because it's English.
Oh, it does have a dry wit about it.
They will stick you in the bottom, and you won't become a bank.
Why would anyone clap for that?
That's my ringtone.